Good morning, everybody, and a special welcome to anybody who's here for the first time or who's visiting. A special welcome to this, our Harvest Thanksgiving service. This will be followed afterwards by a harvest lunch, at which all are very welcome. And it's a busy day today with an ecumenical confirmation service here this evening between ourselves and All Saints, and including the Bishop of Kingston. Holly Christie and John Tadman will be confirmed into our congregation. Looking forward to next Saturday. As you will probably be aware by now, Hannah Charlton and Barry Brain are getting married. And as the Charltons put in this morning's order of service, all are welcome. Please join the family for something to eat and drink to celebrate with them. And finally, two items of pastoral news. Or one item, rather, pastoral news. Both Brenda Crump and Doc Dixon are currently in Kingston Hospital.
Let us join to worship God. What does the Lord require of you? To act justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God. Joint sing, we plough the fields and scatter. For our opening prayer, I'm going to say some things, and then when I stop, would you say, a harvest for the world? Practice with me.
A harvest for the world.
Let us join to pray. Come from Brazil, bringing wrinkly, silky avocados and fresh, zingy limes. A harvest for the world. Come from Cambodia, bringing cool, watery cucumber and fragrant okra. A harvest for the world. Come from Iraq, bringing soft, petrol-smelling figs and creamy, sweet almonds. A harvest for the world. Come from Colombia, bringing firm, green bananas and caramelized plantains. A harvest from the world. Come from Sudan, bringing the cloying texture of tahini and smooth, tart yogurt. A harvest from the world. Come from South Africa, bringing velvety orange sweet potatoes and gritty yellow maize meal. A harvest from the world. Come from Turkey, bringing the textured grains of semolina and sticky, runny honey. Come from El Salvador, bringing coarse ground cornflour and buttery, pulverized, refried beans. Lord our God, we come from all nations of the world, bringing our cultures and traditions, our languages and our stories, our foods and our ways of life, to share in thanksgiving for God's abundant harvest. Thanks be to you, our God. Amen. Let's say the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Today, as you know, we are celebrating Harvest Festival. And Harvest Festival is celebrated around the world. And for Christians, actually, it's a time when we really get back in touch with our ancient Hebrew scriptures. There are three main Hebrew harvest festivals, and they are set out in the books of Exodus and the books of Deuteronomy. So we're going to hear four bits of Exodus and Deuteronomy, and the first, Olive Springham, is going to read to us.
Exodus chapter 3, from verses 14 to 17. The three great festivals. Celebrate three festivals a year to honor me. In the month of Abib, the month in which you left Egypt, celebrate the festival of unleavened bread in the way that I commanded you. Do not eat any bread made with yeast during the 7 days of this festival. Never come to worship me without bringing an offering. Celebrate the harvest festival when you begin to harvest your crops. Celebrate the festival of shelters in the autumn when you gather the fruit from your vineyards and orchards. Every year at these three festivals, all your men must come to worship me, the Lord your God. Amen.
So Pesach is the festival the festival of Passover. And it's a combined celebration of a time to celebrate the barley crop. And I thought, well, barley, you know, barley's one of those things that when I find it in the shops, I think, God, barley's just delicious. Why don't I eat it enough? And I don't. And the only time I eat barley is when it's in a soup. So if you look here, you will see bits of barley in among all the lentils and stuff. So to celebrate the coming in of the pearl barley crop. But also, Pesach is a time to celebrate the time when they... had to escape and they weren't able to allow their bread to rise, so they made unleavened bread, flat bread. So let's hear more. Maggie Arnold will read to us.
Deuteronomy 16, verses 1 to 8, the Passover. Honor the Lord your God by celebrating Passover in the month of Abib. It was on a night in that month that he rescued you from Egypt. Go to the one place of worship and slaughter there one of your sheep or cattle for the Passover meal to honor the Lord your God. When you eat this meal, do not eat bread prepared with yeast. For 7 days you are to eat bread prepared without yeast, as you did when you had to leave Egypt in such a hurry. Eat this bread. It will be called the bread of suffering, so that as long as you live, you will remember the day you came out of Egypt, that place of suffering. 7 days, no one in your land is to have any yeast in the house. And the meat of the animal killed on the evening of the first day must be eaten that same night. Slaughter the Passover animals at the one place of worship and nowhere else in the land that the Lord your God will give you. Do it at sunset, the time of day when you left Egypt. Boil the meat and eat it at the one place of worship, and the next morning return home. For the next 6 days you are to eat bread prepared without yeast, and on the seventh day assemble to worship the Lord your God, and do not work on that day. Amen.
Which leads on neatly to the next festival, which is of Shavuot, a festival of the weeks, and that takes two things into account. One is to celebrate the harvest of wheat. Please notice founding cupboard, July 07. And also celebrates the idea of Sabbath, Shabbat, rest, taking time. And the next passage, Alan Johnson will read to us.
Harvest festival. Count 7 weeks from the time that you begin to harvest the corn, and then celebrate the harvest festival to honour the Lord your God by bringing him a freewill offering in proportion to the blessings he has given you. Be joyful in the Lord's presence together with your children, your servants, and the Levites, foreigners, orphans, and widows who live in your towns. Do this at the one place of worship. Be sure that you obey these commands, and do not forget that you were slaves in Europe, in Egypt.
And the last one is the festival of, it's an autumn festival, and it's the festival of Sukkoth, which is a time of bringing in fruit. And it also is the festival of the tabernacles, which is when, if you live in certain bits of London, you would have your neighbours building a tent, literally outside their houses, and they would live in it for a time. And I mean, now, you know, this is a, it really happens. Yeah, some of you have nodded, some of you do. Now, this little tent is wrong because you're not allowed to have a covering on it. It's not allowed to have a roof. It's got to be open to the stars, so I believe. So, but a tent with the idea that we're not permanent residents here, we're going to be moving on, and also to remind the Jews of the time when they had to leave. Time of the Exodus, time of escaping into out from slavery. And the final passage, Finlay Forbes will read to us.
After you have threshed all your corn and pressed all your grapes, celebrate the festival of shelters for 7 days. Enjoy it with your children, your servants, and the Levites, foreigners, orphans, and widows who live in your towns. Honour the Lord your God by celebrating this festival for 7 days at the one place of worship. Be joyful, because the Lord has blessed your harvest and your work.
So all of that is the basis of the tradition of why we are here today. And also for us as Christians, you know, the Jews can be good, doing good things and it might not mean anything to us. But also for us as Christians, the thing that's important is that Jesus celebrated the harvest. And it was at that time that the Lord Jesus, going towards his death, took bread and blessed it, and broke it, and gave it to the people. And that is the tradition on which we are a part. So we're going to sing. We'd like to put the words up. Who knows this? All right, I don't believe you. I do not believe. Who knows this? I'll sing it, and then as you get it, you join in, and then by the last time through, we'll stand and sing it, and we'll take the roof off. You and me should. Sent by the Lord am I, my hands are ready now to make the earth a place in which the kingdom comes. Sent by the Lord am I, my hands are ready now to make the earth a place in which the kingdom comes. The angels cannot change a world of hurt and pain into a world of love, of justice and of peace. The task is mine to do, to set it really free. Oh, help me to obey, help me to do your will. Sent by the Lord am I, my hands are ready now to make the earth a place in which the kingdom comes. Sent by the Lord am I, my hands are ready now to make the earth a place in which the kingdom comes. The angels cannot change a world of hurt and pain into a world of love, of justice and of peace. The task is mine to do, to set it really free. Oh, help me to obey. So you'll notice right from the beginning, there was a call to celebrate, you know, have fun building your tent and it's all going to be great, but also that the need to be concerned for those who were not doing very well. So it says in that passage about, you know, the widows and the orphans, the poorest in the community. So we're going to have some pictures. And, you know, we're all different. And some people, pictures are the helpful thing. And some people, pictures aren't helpful. And some people, words are helpful. So there's going to be some pictures. There's going to be some words. You use what works for you. And we will pray for others. So let us pray. Lord our God, you have been loyal in your promise of love and faithfulness. We pray for those who live in poverty. We cry out for those who are denied justice, and we weep for all who are suffering. We remember your promises to fill the hungry with good things. To redeem the land and to restore peace. Help us, O God, to always proclaim your justice and your mercy with humility. And we pray that the world will be rid of the sin of extreme poverty. And as part of your global church, we are alongside those millions who praise and worship you and whose hands are your hands. Awesome God, hear our prayer for those children who live in poverty. Who will go to bed tonight hungry and who do not have a safe home. Help us to provide food for children who are hungry. And help us to share what we have with those who are in need. Help us to show love to those children who live in fear. Help us to bring peace to those children who live with violence. Dear God, millions of people around the world depend on you and hope in you. You care for all people, and you want us to care too. We who are richly blessed, may we be generous in our dealings with others. May our prayers and our actions show that those who are in poverty are not forgotten, May we make a difference so that your goodness, your kindness, and your fairness spread around the world. O Lord, our God, our awesome God, we who have received so much, bring our prayers. We who live in a land where the climate is sort of in the middle, bring our prayers. We who live in a land where we can change our government, bring our prayers. And we know that we may well be part of the answer to our own prayers. And we pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. Ben, here you come. You use that mic, and I'll use this one. This is Ben Scorer. Now, one of the things that we do is we believe that the most important place and time where you are a Christian is not when we gather together like this. It's when we're out and about doing our work in our homes, in our communities, and all that stuff. Ben does his work and is a Christian in his work, and Ben is going to tell us something about what he does for work. Now, it is this whole bit in the service is called This Time Tomorrow. This time tomorrow, somebody like Ben, who has his sort of job, you would be asleep, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
And that's not, just before you'll think it, that's not because he's a lazy student. He's not a lazy student. He has a job. What hours would you normally work?
Well, Monday's actually is the odd example, because Monday it would be normally roughly 8 o'clock start and we'll finish after a show, so 10, 11 o'clock at night. So it's a 14, 15 hour day Monday. But then you've got Tuesdays to Fridays, which you've got a matinee and an evening show. Then, I might get up a little later than 8 o'clock, but then we've just got the evening show. So that's quite nice and fun. And then Saturday is normally taking the show, do the two shows, taking the show down afterwards and finishing anywhere between 2, 3, 4 onwards in the morning, depending on the size of the show. Sunday, we travel to the next venue and do it all again Monday morning.
What do you do? I
work in theatre. I should say that, actually, before I start. Touring theatre.
Speak more slowly.
Yeah, I work in touring theatre as well as the West End from all sides of the scale. I've worked on show crews for shows as well as venues, both in London and across the country and a bit in Ireland as well.
And what do you do in your shows?
A bit of everything. I've got fortunate. I've managed to fall in with a lot of people and fallen into a lot of different categories. So I mainly do lighting and stage, but I know enough to cover myself in various other aspects as well, really. So I've managed to get me a living out of it. So
Monday is your busiest day?
Yeah, Monday, 8 o'clock start. It'll be
in the morning?
Yeah.
8 o'clock in the morning till when, on a Monday?
When the show finishes, so 10, 11 o'clock at night. You'll set the show up from school. You'll walk into an empty venue, completely set it up. First thing on a Monday morning is a joy, when the big trucks turn up, and you've got to lift them, everything out of them at first thing on a Monday morning. A cup of coffee beforehand goes amazingly well. And then it's set the whole day setting up to the show. Anything, we normally try and have it done by, say, 6 o'clock, so you can at least have a break before 7:30 when the show normally goes up. But I've done shows before when me and the stage manager are still building a set at 25 past 7, mm-hmm. still doing a show that will go up, we'll do the show and come down and then go home.
And give us some of the idea of some of the places in the country that you've worked in. I know you've worked in Newcastle.
Yeah, I've done
Inverness.
Yes, Eden Court and Inverness. I've been to Newcastle. Inverness is the furthest I've been. I've been fortunate to go to Belfast, which was a lovely city to go to. Most of the major touring venues in the country I've done. Liverpool, Salford. Haven't done Manchester, thinking about it.
Yeah.
But there's still time. There's loads, more or less dotted across the country.
And there was that glorious time when you went Inverness-Brighton. Inverness-Brighton-Aberdeen, was it something crazy?
Something like that. I can't quite remember what it was, but it was south to north to south.
Yeah.
And I spent 9 hours on a Sunday driving from Scarborough to Plymouth as well at one time. And that's your only day off in the week. And then you get there, settle into a new place, get something to eat and start it all again on the Monday morning.
And the particular reason for calling up Ben today is that Ben, when are you going next Saturday?
Saturday.
Is there anything else going on Saturday? There is something else going on. Ben's off to Australia for 1 year. You're allowed 1 year, only 1 year, because I'll have to deal with the rest of them if you don't come back. So we're going to pray. So let's join to pray. We thank you, God, that you call us to be your people in a whole range of different places. We pray for those Christians who work in the theatre. We pray that they would get work. We pray that they would be able to keep their family lives going. We pray that they would get some rest. We ask for your blessing on Ben as he goes to Australia. We pray that he would find some work there. We pray that he would enjoy his travelling. And we pray that he and Joe would come home safe and well. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for the variety of ways in which you call us to serve you. We pray in your name. Amen.
One last thing before I forget is that the hardest thing I found of touring theatre is that I'm never around on a Sunday. And I've, as most of you are aware, have seen me grow up here, I'm hardly ever here on a Sunday. And one of the things that's got me through it is someone said to me a while ago that you don't have to go to church to worship. And so I've kind of toured and almost in my car sometimes. I've had my own little, with the radio on and whatnot. But I feel quite strongly that for people who tour or work on a Sunday, because I know there's obviously people who do, that church isn't always on a Sunday or isn't always in a fixed location. And I just want to say that's helped me out quite a lot.
Yeah, thank you. That's brilliant. Thank you. We're going to sing. Hope you get. When you came in this morning, did you get an envelope? Commitment for Life envelope? Excellent. Let me tell you what Commitment for Life is. It is a program that is designed to do two things. One is to give money to the world's poorest. The money is administered through Christian Aid. And the other reason why we're encouraged to give money through Commitment for Life is that it actually is designed to be a political thing, to say to our government, you see these people, you see this thing, it really matters to them that giving money to those who are in the poorest bits of the world is important. So yes, giving cash, but also saying we are committed to this. And especially at this time when the whole thing's going to be squeezed, Commitment for Life says that we believe that those who are the poorest are the concern of the people of Great Britain in the UK. Okay? Now, it might be that you've not got your great big huge wadges of cash with you today. It might be that you haven't got your chequebook with you today. So take your envelope home, fill it up, and bring it back. Okay? But for now, your offering will be received. Let us pray. Bless our gifts that they might be used to bring about your kingdom here on earth. Bless our giving that it might be used to bring about good news here on earth. Bless all people that we might all bring about justice and peace here on earth. Amen. Now, one of the great things about living in Kingston is that there are a number of organisations that work with those people for whom life is a struggle. And one of those causes is Kingston Church's Action on Homelessness, KCAH. And one of the things that they have is a larder, so that if people have got facility to cook things, they can stock their, give them some stuff. And this is the time of year when their larder is replenished. So if you have brought with you some tins or some packets of dried food, would you like to bring them forward now, please? You put them there, that's great. Put them down there, that's great, thank you. Thank you. Gordon Sainsbury. So we do live in increasingly challenging times. We know in the building, in the foyer, we are seeing more and more people coming in. Like last Sunday morning, a man arrived in the building, as some of you know, who spent last Saturday into Sunday sleeping in Richmond Park. And he arrived here absolutely soaking wet. Now, the great news is that because we put the shower in, we also have a washing machine and a tumble dryer. So we could say to him, tumble dry it. Great. Good. But we know that times are tough for people and it feels like things are getting harder. So, you know, that's maybe part of the calling of God upon us as a community. But for now, let's dedicate these gifts as we send them to Kingston Church's Action on Homelessness. KCAH, let us pray. Bless our gifts, that they might be used to bring about your kingdom here on earth. Bless our giving, that it might be used to bring about good news here on earth. Bless all people, that we might all bring about justice and peace here on earth. Amen. We're going to sing our final song, which is Come Ye Thankful People Come. I think you should stay up. Bless the gift of our time. that it might be used to bring about your kingdom here on earth. Bless our giving, that it might be used to bring about good news here on earth. Bless all people, that we might all bring about justice and peace here on earth. In the name of Jesus, Amen.